Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What an amazing day it is. And it's not just amazing on its own. It's amazing because our amazing God brought us forth in this day. He's so amazing. He's, oh my God, he's the one who put the moon, the sun, the stars in the sky, and they're still obedient to him. He's the one true and living Father that blew his breath into us, and we're living today. He created us and gave us a human suit that his spirit can live on the inside of. He is mighty. He is great. He is loyal. He is faithful. He is the King of kings. He's the Almighty Lord. He is the one who loves us in the name of Jesus. He's the one who heals us of our soul's diseases. You know, he is so gracious to us. He is so faithful to us. He is Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. He provides everything that we need, not just something. He provides everything that we need for life and godliness. He didn't just place us on this earth to leave us. He placed us down here so that he, oh God, can you know, do a work through us. He wants to do a work. So he said, I know the plans I have for you. They are a good plan to give us a greater future and a greater hope. Oh, yes, he is not a God without a plan. He has a great plan, and his plan extends to you. Grab a hold of the plan and work the plan. If you don't know the plan, consult the Most High God. Yeah, consult him. He said in his word, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything, not something. He didn't say pick and choose what you want. Oh, he said obey everything. Everything written in it. And then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. He's the Almighty Father, the King of kings. He knows what he's doing. He don't make no mistakes now. He knows what he's doing. You know, sometimes we say, oh, yeah, that shouldn't have been. Oh, no. He doesn't make any mistakes. He knows what he's doing. He orders our steps. He says the steps of a good person are ordered by him. He's ordering our steps today. Oh, he's a magnificent Father. Just ordering our steps to the pancake house. He's not just ordering our steps in the kitchen to make a meal. He's not just ordering our steps to go here and go there. He is ordering our steps in his word. You know, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving the earth. He's ordering our steps in his word. Yeah, he says study. We got to read it, study it, and obey. We can't leave a step out. Yeah, we think we can just do whatever we want. We think we were placed here on the earth to live, you know, eat, sleep, go to work, go to school. Yeah, business as usual. Oh, no. In case you ain't realized it, things never, you know, he always had that same plan. He said, I know the thoughts. I know the plans I have for you. They're not evil. They are good plans to give you a greater future and a greater hope. So I thank God for each of you today coming on with us on Bible Story Land. You know he's ordering our steps. Now look, I don't know the way, but we know the way maker. He makes the way for us where there is seemingly no way. When we are low and uninspired, he gives us inspiration. Yeah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Sometimes we just like, weary over this and over that. But, the joy of the Lord is our strength. But we come to praise God today. We come to give him high praise. Let the high praises of God be in our mouth today. I thank God for each of you this morning. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. He's going to be singing a song of praise unto our King. Oh, yeah, she know how to praise the Lord. Now, she's been praising the Lord probably in her mother's womb. She was probably kicking and waving them hands when her mama was praising the Lord. You know, her mama was praising the Lord before she was born now. So, she's been praising the Lord a long time, running around the church, probably in her little Pampers and, praising. Of course, we didn't wear Pampers then, but of course, the diapers, she's been praising the Lord a long time, giving him glory. And now, she praised him in the sanctuary. She raised up holy hands and she give him glory. Glory to his name. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. You have brought back so many memories. Listen to this. I sang in the choir on Sunday before I was born on Thursday. Do you hear this? I sang in the choir on Sunday before I was born on Thursday. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Love to praise him because I know where my blessings come from. They all come from him. Oh, he's so good. He's so good. I can't praise him enough. He's so good. And I thank God for the parents that I had who didn't send me to church, but they took me to church, showed me the way, and I'm so thankful for them. This morning I'm going to sing, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Oh, woke up this morning with my mind stay on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stay on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that's what we do. We wake up. Our mind should be on the Most High. Our mind should be on him. So I thank God in the name of Jesus that we can wake up with our mind on the Lord. That's what we need to focus on. Yeah, we pray. But, sometimes we got to just listen to him, meditate on his word, listen to his voice, and get instructions for the day. Where he lead us, we will follow. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We have Sister Glory Dean, Minister Glory Dean, on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to play and sing a song of praise for us this morning. But right before she's going to get ready, we're going to call on Mother Fanny to sing while Glory Dean is getting ready. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you?
Good morning. How y'all all doing?
We're doing great. We're glad you're on with us. She lives in Daytona Beach, Florida, where it's a little bit chilly, but no snow.
First, I'm going to thank the Lord for life, health, and strength for being alive one more day. Hey, you all, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord. Lord, you've been so good to us. Lord, you've been so good. Lord, you've been so good to us. Lord, you've been so good. What I just want to thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for another day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's what we want to do. Just thank the Lord. Oh, my God. He's so amazing and so gracious and so faithful, so loving to us. Thank you, Mother Fanny. I thank God for Pastor Donna and Mother Fanny singing those precious, wonderful songs. So we have Minister Glory Dean on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to play a psalm of praise, thanksgiving unto the Lord. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine. I thank God. I thank God for this morning. Like the song said, I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Praise God. And for his pleasure. And for his pleasure were we created, were we created for him. Oh, and for his pleasure, and for his pleasure were we created. For we created for him. 24 elders fell down before him, fell down before him.
and worship him, and worship him. And for his pleasure, and for his pleasure, were we created, were we created for him. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy to receive glory, to receive glory, O Lord. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy to receive glory, to receive glory, O Lord. And for his pleasure, and for his pleasure, were we created, were we created for him. For his pleasure, and for his pleasure, were we created, were we created for him. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love that song. Thank you. We were created to give him pleasure, to honor him, to glorify him, to call upon his mighty name. So we thank God for that beautiful song, the beautiful songs that have been sung. We appreciate the Lord. We appreciate the Lord singing to us, speaking to us, talking, you know, to us, and allowing us to talk to him. So we are grateful this morning. Well, we have a mighty woman of God on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. She is going to pray this morning. Prophetess Ernestine Lawson, you know, she's a mighty woman of the Most High God. We thank God for her and her husband, Prophet Lawson. They are mighty people of the Most High God. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. It's just an honor to be in Bible Story Land this morning as we listen even for the your introductory prayer and all the two songs that God is, we giving God all the glory, and I just thank God for the opportunity to pray today on behalf of the Bible Story Land.
Would you please, for families, especially children and the elderly, a lot going on.
And let me give this testimony. I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, where an 84-year-old lady died in a fire. Her 19-year-old, 20-year-old grandson was asleep, and he didn't hear the alarms, and he barely got out with his hair singed. So the day I'm going to give comfort to a family that lost their grandmother, and to try to give comfort to the one of the youngest members of their family, and he did the best he can. So I would be honored, hallelujah, to pray for families today. Because what I got to do today is going to be very hard, but I know I got to do it by the grace of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I lift up the generation, whether it's grandmothers, mothers, fathers, as well as the children or the great-grandchildren. Glory to God, or even, Lord God, I just lift up the generations to you. Lord God, you started in the Bible. Glory to God, we are taught to honor our mothers and fathers. And glory to God, and in some countries, oh God, the grandparents, the parents, as well as the children live in one household. Out of the fact of honoring, because you gave us that, Lord God, the beauty of family, Lord God. You gave it not just through Adam and Eve, God, but we can look out throughout the Bible, oh God, that you established when Jesus was born, the lineage of his family was lifted. And as a family, Lord God, you had bind the children of Israel, and you said, no matter where city they live in, what country they live in, there's still one family. So first, God, I pray for unity of the family. I pray to Chicago, the Moshiach, the I pray, Lord God, that families, Lord God, husbands, wives, grandparents, children and grandchildren will stay united. Lord God, with the purpose of serving you, with the purpose of glorifying you, with the purpose, Lord God, of honoring you, with the purpose of declaring your son as Lord and Savior, hallelujah, to a dying world. I pray, Lord God, for husbands and wives in this era of coronavirus, Lord God, that money and different issues and pressures won't get to them to tear up the family. That they'll see, Lord God, this, Lord God, two is better than one. Lord God, in raising their children, Lord God, and raising up grandchildren, Lord God, that they'll see, hallelujah, that in your hands, oh God, that you even though you put the man in his head, oh God, you told the man to love the wife, Lord God, because, hallelujah, glory to God, because you know love will cover a multitude of sins. Love will protect the family. Love, Lord God, will keep the family together. So, Father, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for your word in the Bible. Lord God, that out of all these things, hallelujah, you let love remain. So, Father, I lift up families today, glory to God, that, Lord God, that they'll love one another, not even as they would love themselves, but, Lord God, as Christ loved the church, oh God, because Christ loved the church, he gave his life for us, Lord God. So, Father, I pray, Lord God, that we who are believers, Lord God, will see the love of God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that no man should perish, that we will have the love, hallelujah, that we will be walking down the street or in the grocery store, hallelujah, and as, even as a family, we will bring more people into God's family. Father, I lift up families today. I lift up families today that are struggling, Lord God, with bereavement and hurt and pain and rejection. I lift up families today. And, Lord God, for those that are going through bereavement, that with their loved ones through coronavirus or heart attack disease from 2019, 2020, 2021, Lord God, even as we begin 2022 with so many people dying between this January, Lord, I lift up families that are grieving, families that are hurting, that they wish that they could have their loved ones again. I pray that they'll understand, Lord God, that their loved ones are just asleep on the earth, but worshiping God in heaven. Oh, God, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I pray for families. I pray, Lord God, that families, Lord God, whether, Lord God, going through sickness, going through disease, God, going through various things, Lord God, that they, Lord God, well, like I say, united one. I bind every spirit of divorce and anything that would cause separation. I charge the angels, Lord God, to minister the word of God, which is like they say that the angels harbor to the word of God, that they'll minister love and unity and family. And, oh, God, I pray, Lord God, Lord God, that those that are feeling rejected or don't know where their families are, that, Lord God, that they'll realize, because of Romans, that they're adopted in the blood. And hallelujah, that not only that they're adopted as a God's family, hallelujah, but they're also loved, Lord God, hallelujah. I lift up families today, God. I lift up families that may be torn apart by various issues, Lord God, rape, incest, Lord God. I pray that the person who has been touched will become healed emotionally, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. And that the person who did it, Lord God, will repent. Lord, I pray for repentance today. Oh, God, for those that are bound by drug and alcohol and any type of issues, Lord God, I pray that that the sons and daughters, hallelujah, the parents, Lord God, the sons, the grandchildren of the parents will become delivered and healed, Lord God, And Lord God, they'll come off drugs and addiction, Lord God. And they'll come off alcohol, Lord God. And they'll be set free, willing to serve you in spirit and in truth. Lord God, we come lifting up families today. Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you have us united as one. And God, hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, that for this year, I plead the blood over those that I'm duty bound to pray for. I plead the blood that no harm, no weapon, the form against them will prosper. I plead the blood, hallelujah, that those, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that are serving you, the intercessors, hallelujah, that covering the family, the grandmama, the great-granddaddy, whomever is praying to cover the family. I pray for them strength, oh God, to continue praying and covering the family in this season of life. That, Lord God, that they be strengthened with might, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to not get weary in well-doing. But as the intercessor of the family, the watchman, like Nehemiah said, whoever is the watchman on the wall, Lord God, that they'll continue praying, Lord God, for those that are not saved, that those that don't know the name of Christ. But, Lord God, that they continue believing God for their life. The Bible says, he that believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So I pray, Lord God, on Bible Story Lane, that everyone that needs the sound of my voice, whether their body's got various things on, I pray for supernatural healing, supernatural restoration. Lord God, remove all pain, remove all hurt, remove all sickness. Lord God, strengthen their mortal body from the senior to the youngest. Lord God, and even for the man that's going to give it, or whomever is going to give the word to God today, I pray, Lord, I cover his family or her family. Hallelujah, that no weapon formed against him for the word that he gave out today. Hallelujah, will not perish it. Nothing will happen to his family for the mighty word that's coming on today. And I thank you, God, for this honor that I have for praying today on Bible Story Lane. Now, God, who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. Lord God, for that, even because my mind is on one thing, Lord God, but if I miss anything, God, and someone needs prayer in the end and I'm not here, God, I come in agreement for those that will be praying, that your will be done in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. The prayers of the righteous avail as much. We thank God for that powerful prayer, Prophet Blossom. Oh, we just thank God for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. As Prophet Blossom has a heavy heart this morning, we come, oh God, to, in the name of Jesus, for the joy of the Lord is her strength, oh God, that she would have, oh God, the garment of praise on this morning, Lord God, as she go forth to minister, to do what you're calling her to do. I thank you, Lord God, that you are calling and bringing her to higher heights and deeper depths in you. I cover her and her husband and family with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will move through her. You will speak through her as she open her mouth. Oh, God, she will minister to people like never before. They will not leave the same way they came in, and their heavy loads will be dropped in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson. We love you so much. Oh, we have a young woman on with us this morning. She's the youngest one on here. She's 99 years young. February 10th, that's in a few weeks, y'all. She's going to be 100 years young. Well, you know we're talking about Mother Ludell. Good morning, Mother Ludell. How are you this morning?
Good morning to everybody. I'm doing very well this morning.
Good morning.
Very well. So I'm John.
Amen.
You know, John, what the program, all right. Joy to prayer. And glad to be here.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. What are you going to sing, Mother Ludell?
Just one more time.
Amen.
Oh, I got a cold and I can't hardly
touch
my voice. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Just one more time. Good Lord, I'm glad to be in the number one more time, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be any number. One more time, just to say a prayer, just to say a prayer, just to say a prayer, just to say a prayer. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be any number. One more prayer, just to hear a song, just to hear a song, just to hear a song, just to hear a song. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number. One more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time, just one more time. Good Lordy, I'm glad to be in the number, just one more time, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song, just to sing a song. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number. One more time, just one more time, just one more time. Just one more time, just one more time. Good Lord, I'm so glad to be in the number, just to sing a song. Amen.
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 Awesome. Glad to be in the number one more time.
One more time.
Lord, we didn't feel. Yeah. Thank you, Mother.
You know, I'll be celebrating the birthday in about 2 weeks, if the Lord say so.
Yes, ma'am. February 10th, we know.
Well, February 10th. We have to wait and see what he say.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
He's faithful. He's faithful. Thank God. He brought you thus far not to leave.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. Father, thank you for Mother Ludell, your daughter, the one you saved, oh my God, years and years ago, the one you birthed in her mother's belly. You formed and shaped her. You said, I knew you, Ludell, before I shaped you in your mother's belly, before I formed you. I knew you. I ordained you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you for the family, for her. Her sons and daughters, we thank you for their faithfulness. Lord God, we thank you for their long life because they're honoring and obeying their mother. They are honoring her daily, Lord God. Oh, God, I just thank you for Miss Luzia. Thank you for all the years. Lord, nobody told us the road would be easy, but you didn't bring her thus far to leave her. So, Father, I thank you that you will never leave her. You will never forsake her. You live in Appalachia. Right where she lives. So, Father, you are omnipresent in her life. Everything that concerns her concerns you. Oh, my God, we are thanking you ahead of time for the 100 years you're blessing her with. Oh, God, bless 100 years. So, Father, we for her to be in that number. 100.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are amazing God. Amazing God.
Thank Jesus.
Amen. Well, thank you. This is a new year.
New year.
Oh, you know what? The month is almost over. It's January 2022, and in a couple of days or so, it's going to be February. So you know what the Word of God says in Matthew?
February the 10th.
What year were you born in, Mother Luzia? What year?
Huh?
Oh. What year?
Oh, yes. February 9th.
Yes, ma'am. February 10th, 19 what?
February.
Okay.
1922.
Yes, oh, 22. Thank you. February 10th. That was a glorious day. February 10th, 1922.
Right.
And you know,
yes.
It's 20 again, but 2022.
Hallelujah.
Yes. She remembers the year she was born. She yes. has not forgotten the year she was born.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that amazing? You don't
yes.
got a memory like that. So we
oh,
thank
yes.
God for you, Mother Ludell. Now, Matthew 11:28,
uh-huh.
burned out,
uh-huh.
of religious conscience, and you will recover your life. I'll show
yes.
you how to take rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Now, that is the scripture in the Message Bible, Matthew 11:28-30. And in the King James Version, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Oh, my God, the word of God is awesome, awesome. Well, today we have a very, very powerful woman of God on to bring forth the word of God. She lives here in Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Pastor Shana Wise. She is with the Wise Ministry. We thank God for her wisdom. She's no stranger to Bible Storyland. So we present again to you Pastor Shana Wise. Good morning, Pastor Shana. How are you this morning?
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Greetings in
the
name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am excited to be back in this new year. I haven't been on since 2021. Hallelujah. But I praise God to be back on Bible Storyland just one more time to fellowship. Hallelujah. With my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. I'm already full. Hallelujah. From just listening to everything that has taken place. Thank you again, Sister Gatling, for having me on. It's always a pleasure to come on and serve. Amen. Amen. And happy birthday to Mother Liddell on February 10th. She'll be 100 years old. Amen. And she shares a birthday with my daughter. My daughter, my firstborn, was born on February 10th. So that's a special day. That's a special day. Amen, amen. So I celebrate with you, and I celebrate your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's just a pleasure and an honor, hallelujah, to be in the presence, hallelujah, of the saints. And the saints that have lived and can tell us how they got over. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mother Liddell sung a song, said, just one more time. Hallelujah, and that's a testimony. Hallelujah, of how she got over. Amen, amen, amen. And then we had a song, woke up this morning. Hallelujah, with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If he woke you up, hallelujah, we should just give him praise. Hallelujah, because we didn't wake ourselves up, but God woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. So the Bible said, let this mind be in you. Hallelujah. That was also in Christ Jesus. And then I heard another song that said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says we should enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise. Amen. Amen. So we have done that. Hallelujah. And then it was another song said, for his pleasure. For his pleasure, hallelujah. He purposed me, he created me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I like the words of that song. It was for his pleasure, hallelujah, that he created us. So we should all feel special this morning that we, hallelujah, are on God's mind. And for that, we tell him thank you, hallelujah. Then I heard the prayer by Dr. Lawson, hallelujah, prayer lifting up the bereaved families, hallelujah, and the ones, hallelujah, going through, because it is a season, hallelujah, of going through and testing of our faith, hallelujah. But we thank God for Jesus, that whatever we go through, we know where we can go to, hallelujah. And his name is Jesus. I have pity on the ones who go through and they don't know where to go in the times of trouble. Hallelujah. And that's why it's important that we share this word and we share our testimony of Jesus Christ so that the lost will know that in this life you will have tribulations. You will have trials. Yes. Jesus said, "Fear not, I have overcome them all." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why it's important for the saints to pray. Hallelujah. To uplift, to exalt the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he is a very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. His name gives us strength. Hallelujah. When we don't know what to pray for, hallelujah, the Spirit will make intercession. Hallelujah. Through moanings and groanings that we do not understand, the Spirit will help us to pray. And that's a word. There is a word, hallelujah, but that's a word for somebody on the line tonight. Hallelujah. The line this morning, it's not night, it's morning. Amen. But when we don't know what to pray for sometimes, hallelujah, sometimes all we can do is just call on the name. Hallelujah. We got to moan that name out. Jesus. We got to say, thank you, Jesus. We got to utter it past our lips. Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know his name comes to set things in order. Hallelujah. 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 And last, I praise God for my sister, Gatling. She didn't know, hallelujah, that the scripture she just read, Matthew 11:28-30, was going to be the very scripture, hallelujah, that I am coming from on today. Amen. So let us pray. As there is a word about a new year of rest and healing, there is a word today about a new year of rest and healing. So, Father God, we just come to you and we thank you, Father God, for what you have already done on this fellowship line, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your word, Father God, that gives us strength, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that teaches us. So, Holy Spirit, have your way in this moment. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So I was given the charge to talk about a new year of rest and healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And again, the scripture that came to me was Matthew 11:28-30. But before I read that, there's another scripture that I want to read since it is a new year. Hallelujah. We are in 2022. It's almost the last of the month in January. Amen. We're about to cross over into February. But there's a word from the Lord that's found in Isaiah 43:19. Isaiah 43:19, and it reads, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to go back to the first word of that scripture. It says, behold. To behold means to look, to see, to get your vision fixed, to fix. So God just don't want us to see what he's doing. He wants us to behold. Behold, to fix our eyes, our spiritual eyes, hallelujah, of this new thing that he's doing. He says, shall you not know it? So he's questioning us. He's asking us, is that God is always doing a new thing, but are we making time to see it? Are we making time to see what God is doing? Moving forward in 2022, we must all be aware of the new season that we are in, whether it's our personal lives, the ones we are connected to, what's happening locally, nationally, or globally. We need to be sensitive to the signs of the times. Rest and healing are not only available to the believer of Christ, they are imperative to help us walk out our purpose daily in Him. Amen. If we do not receive proper rest, physically and spiritually, or are battling, notice I say battling, with health issues, it makes it hard for us to focus on our assignment because of the lack of health, and rest can be a distraction. I want to say that again. The lack of health and rest can be a distraction. No matter who you are or how old you are, God still wants to use you. Every day that we wake up is another opportunity to serve in His kingdom on earth. So we're going to examine the scriptures that will help us stay focused on this aspect of rest and healing in our lives. So Sister Gatlin read earlier Matthew 11:28-30, and I'm going to read it again in the New King James Version. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am gentle and I am lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So that's going to be the main scriptures that we're going to be looking at concerning rest and healing. And I'm going to even explain how even this scripture will help with our healing. There are three instructions that we need to get from this verse. Three instructions that Jesus himself is giving us. The first one is come unto him. That's the first instruction. The second one is take on his yoke. And the third one is to learn of him. Jesus likes to deal with our spiritual condition before he addresses the physical. It is the condition of our spirit that will affect our spiritual being. Many of us are getting sleep, but we're not resting. Others of us are not sleeping well or resting in our minds. So, you know, there's a difference between sleep and rest. We need to understand that. We can go to sleep, but how are we resting in the spirit? Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. There's a lot of anybody ever had a hard time just falling asleep because our mind was restless. Our mind, where we couldn't even rest our mind to go to sleep. Jesus wants to deal with that under there. I feel Jesus, through the scripture, he wants to deal with this rest piece. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The problem is that Jesus wants us to come to him with what? With our mind, our body, and our souls. But sometimes the problem is we're only coming halfway to him and not all the way. Oh, this is a word from somebody. It's a word for me. Amen, amen. When Jesus wants us to come, he wants us to come all the way. He wants us to come all the way. You know, sometimes we'll hear people saying, well, if we come halfway, Jesus will meet us the other half. Well, no, in this scripture, he wants us to come all the way to him. Amen. He wants us to come fully to him. Amen, amen. That he wants to have full reign in our lives. He wants to have full reign. So when he's telling us to come unto him, that means he's saying, I want to reign in that area. Hallelujah. I want to reign in that area that you're not resting well in. I want you to stop coming to me halfway. Hallelujah. And I want you to come to me all the way so I can reign over, hallelujah, that area that's not, you're not resting well in. Amen, amen. And Jesus is not able to fully reign, hallelujah, in our lives if something is competing with his relationship with us. I want to say that again. It's hard for Jesus to fully reign when there's competition in the way. He's always present, but a lot of times we don't recognize it because of the busyness going on in our lives. The busyness. We gotta ruthlessly and intentionally make time for Jesus. We have to let him reign in our lives. Reign, R-E-I-G-N, reign. Not reign like the rain from the sky, but reign like be sovereign. Run, like rule our life, R-U-L-E. To reign is to rule, amen? And with Jesus being king, hallelujah, he has all authority to reign and rule our lives. But we have to understand and we have to know that, and we have to examine, are we giving him access, hallelujah, to every part of our lives? All right, so the next part is, as he said, take my yoke upon you. When we take on the yoke that Jesus has, that means that we are giving him access to lead and guide us in every area of our lives. Amen. We have to understand that a yoke is an instrument that was used to put around the necks of an ox or cattle for them to till the land. You know, the farmers used it. They put the yoke on, and then you see them steering the cattle, and not only just steering, but making a straight path. Oh, don't miss this. The yoke is put around their neck so that when they walk forward, they can walk straight. They ain't all over the land. Hallelujah. They're walking straight forward as the farmer is directing them to go. Now, we know we're not animals. We're children of God. But see, that's what God wants for us. He wants to give us guidance from heaven to direct our paths here on earth so we don't get stressed out. Oh, come on, somebody. See, a lot of times we all over the place. Our minds and everything, we just busy and we all over the place, and then that causes us to get stressed out. But and then when we stressed and when we all over the place, hallelujah, that causes a lack of rest in our lives. Then we become overwhelmed. Amen, amen. All because we're not allowing, hallelujah, God to put his yoke on us. Oh, come on, somebody. To put the yoke around our neck. Hallelujah. Because we know the neck is the part of the body that's connected to our head. Hallelujah. And our head is what leads our body in the direction. Amen, amen. So God wants us to take his yoke upon us and learn. He wants to guide us. He wants to lead us. He doesn't want us being stressed out in 2022. Hallelujah. He don't want us going forward this year like we did last year and the years before. Hallelujah. For some of us, we have been stressed out and we have been anxious and we haven't been resting. Hallelujah. And I just believe God is saying, now, look, I'm doing a new thing, but I need you to see it. Hallelujah. And then when you see that I'm doing a new thing, hallelujah, I need you to participate. Hallelujah. And part of your participation, hallelujah, hallelujah, is coming on to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Taking on the yoke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And learning from him. So what does it look like? Hallelujah, saints. What does it look like for us to learn from him? Well, this looks like following Jesus. Not only must we read, pray, study, and meditate on the word of God, we must take time to worship and walk with him. Hallelujah. I want to say that again. We got to make time, y'all. We make time for everything else, but how much time are we putting intentionally putting aside to worship and walk with him? It's not just good enough, hallelujah, to know the word. We need to receive the revelation of the word so that it can change our lives. Amen. Amen. We you know, going forward in 2022, again he said, behold, I'm doing a new thing. He said, but do you see it? See, part of seeing, hallelujah, is getting a revelation. Because we can know the word and we can quote the word and we can speak the word, but hallelujah, has it been revealed to you? Hallelujah. Because it's the very act of the revealing of the word that brings forth change. Hallelujah. That brings forth sight into the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if we just take these three simple instructions of coming to Jesus, taking on his yoke, and learning of him, we will be able to receive spiritual and physical rest that he has for us. Remember, when he has full reign in our lives, hallelujah, that means he's dictating our schedule. Hallelujah. He's showing us what to put on our plate and what to take off. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's showing us, hallelujah, how to get, hallelujah, strength. Hallelujah, when we're going through, because we're learning from him. We're learning how to handle situations and circumstances of life that come. A lot of times they come to stress us out and overwhelm us. But see, when we follow these instructions, hallelujah, hallelujah, they will give us, hallelujah, spiritual and physical rest. Now I want to talk quickly here about healing. We have to understand that rest is a vital part of healing. Amen. Can I get a, I can't hear y'all, but I just need an amen in the spirit that we need to understand that rest is a part of the healing process. Now, if you guys don't know me, yes, I am a pastor and I oversee ministries, but my trade is a nurse. I went to school for nursing. So I know about this part very well in taking care of people. I have known and taken care of people in a hospital and various facilities, amen, and I've seen them to be on medicine. I've seen them to be taking treatments and doing all these things, hallelujah, but I've also seen that they can take all the medicine and do all the things that the doctor tells them to do, but if they're not getting rest, oh, come on, somebody. The medicine is not really helping. Hallelujah. If they're not getting rest, amen, the physical therapy and the occupational and speech and all of these things that we have to help aid in the healing process, amen, it will not help if we are not getting rest. And now I want y'all to listen to this, too. If our spirit is not at rest, it can cause dis-ease within our physical body. And I broke apart the word dis-ease, D-I-S, and then hyphenated E-S-E. If you look at the word dis-ease, or we call it disease, it's broken down into dis-ease. Dis-ease is something going on in our physical bodies, amen. Now, let me put a pause here. Not all illnesses are caused by something we are doing spiritually. However, many illnesses of the world start within our internal beings. So some examples of this are stress, gluttony, lust, being in control of everything, unforgiveness, and the list goes on. These diseases within our being, left unchecked, can lead to physical ailments, illnesses, and diseases in our bodies. Amen, amen. Now, I'm just breaking this down in the spiritual and in the 20-plus years that I have been in healthcare, most of the ailments that people are experiencing in their physical is because of something that's going on in their spiritual. Now, mind you, not all, but a lot of it is. A lot of it is. So we need to understand that healing is available to all God's children, but we need to know the importance of participating in our healing process. Amen? So, for example, if the doctor has told you that you have diabetes or high blood pressure, and they put you on a diet, exercise, and medicine, and you don't do none of the things that the doctor told you to do, then guess what? You can prolong the healing process, or you can even make that process, the disease worse in you. Amen? I've seen it. I've seen the doctor tell people, tell them, give them instructions, and the people don't follow them, and they come back to the office, and they worse than what they were. Sometimes some of these people end up in a hospital, and others, unfortunately, sometimes it leads to death because they refuse to participate. Oh, come on. Somebody say participate. Participate in the healing process. So we got to understand, too, the word discipline. In the word discipline, we find the word disciple. Amen, amen. We find the word disciple and discipline. And God wants his disciples, amen, his children, to be disciplined in every area of their lives. This discipline will lead to good health and healing. But if we do not exercise discipline when in ourselves, amen, it's going to be hard to overcome the obstacles that we face. Luke 9:23 says, then he said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. There's that discipline part. Take up his cross daily, not sometimes, daily, and follow me. Amen. So there's another scripture that shows us how we can participate, hallelujah, in our healing. Hallelujah. We got to deny ourselves. We got to discipline ourselves. So I want to tell a short story to further drive my point. The other day I had an opportunity to pray with somebody. Amen. And the Holy Ghost truly orchestrated this. I prayed with a total stranger in another state that I didn't even know. But God hooked it up while I prayed for her. And they called me because they knew I was a praying woman, and they asked for healing. She needed healing for something that was going on with her heart. But the Holy Ghost had me to ask her first, was she a believer? And she said, no. She said, I don't quite understand. And I told the person, I said, well, before I pray for you, it's important to me that you understand who I'm praying to. Amen, amen. And I told her, I said, you're asking for healing. And I said, and I'm about to pray to the one that has healing available, but I need to know if you know him. So we went on, and then I was able to lead her through the sinner's prayer. Amen. And she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior. Amen. And then I explained to her after that, I said, now we have taken care of the most important part of the healing that you need and that you're looking for. I said, you need a healing for your soul. You need a healing for your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I explained to her, I said, this is the most important part of your healing is your soul. Then we proceeded to pray for healing for her heart. Amen. We pray for healing for her heart. Because, saints, this is what I have come to understand in my walk with Christ. Amen. And as being a nurse. Amen. We can come to God and ask for healing. But we also must know and we must understand that he didn't create our bodies to live here forever on earth. Amen. One day we can get healed. Hallelujah, one day, but that doesn't guarantee we're not going to get sick again, amen? And it doesn't guarantee, amen, that we ain't going to die, because you know what? All of us going to have to pay that debt one day, amen? But we must make sure, hallelujah, that our soul is healed. Mm-hmm. And it's only one way to get our soul healed, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have to understand that spiritual healing should top physical healing. Amen. It should be first priority in our lives is that we are whole on the inside. Amen. That our spirit is free. Hallelujah. Healed and delivered. Hallelujah. And then, hallelujah, we can walk forward in our physical healing. Now, let me say this, too. Being a nurse, amen, amen, and being a believer. So I'm a believer first, and nursing is my trade. It's been over the years we have prayed for people to get well and be healed. Hallelujah. But sometimes God doesn't always answer our prayers the way that we think he should. Amen. For some people that we pray for healing, they don't always get healed. Amen. Some people die with their illness and disease. Amen. Amen. And we have to understand that healing, hallelujah, is the bread for God's children. But we also have to understand, too, that we all have a cross to bear. And for some of us, that disease or that ailment, that might be the cross that God has chosen for us to bear. Amen. But we have to go forward and know this, that we are healed, hallelujah, in our spirit and in our soul. I had a friend years ago. She's gone on to be with the Lord, but she was born with sickle cell. She was born with sickle cell. And if anybody knows, there's no cure for sickle cell as of now, physical cure. She died with sickle cell. And I saw her, hallelujah, in her struggles with that illness. Amen. But one thing I can say about my sister, we called her Peaches, amen. My sister was free. My sister, she bore that cross, a sickle cell. Because every time I spent time with my sister, we didn't talk about sickle cell. We talked about Jesus. Hallelujah. And she helped strengthen my faith as a young believer, that she could sit there with pain going through her body. I'm going to try not to get emotional, y'all. Hallelujah. I remember visiting her. Hallelujah. When she was on the hospital bed. Hallelujah. She had pains going on in her body. Hallelujah. But my sister taught me how to bear the cross that God had given her. The cross is sick of cell. My sister patterned before me how to deny herself, how to take up that cross, hallelujah, and how to still follow Jesus. And I praise God for her life because God showed me through this woman of God that no matter what the ailment is, it can't stop, hallelujah, my power that's working in her. Hey, oh, glory. I don't know who needs to hear that on the line today. But it's hitting me in my spirit. Hallelujah. We have to understand that sometimes God will give us the cross to bear of infirmity. But if we keep following Jesus, he will teach us how to carry that cross and how he's going to get the glory. And if it wasn't for my sister having sickle cell and bearing her cross, I wouldn't have been here teaching and preaching on the power of God, hallelujah, through the cross. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So even sickle cell had a purpose in her life. Hallelujah. And notice I said she had sickle cell, but sickle cell didn't have her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when my sister crossed over to the other side and she got her new body, sickle cell is no longer residing in the place where she is at. But she still, the testimony is still going forward long after she's gone of how she overcame. Hallelujah. And I don't know who that's for, but it hit me. I'm crying. Hallelujah. Tears of joy. Hallelujah. And I just feel it for somebody on the line. You might have been going through some, hallelujah, some ailments and some hardships with your sicknesses. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you that God is still good. Hallelujah. And even that cross, hallelujah, that you have had to bear, hallelujah. And for some of y'all, it's been a long time. But if you look back, hallelujah, hallelujah, you can still sing the song of How I Got Over. Oh, come on. Aretha Franklin used to sing that, Oh, How I Got Over. Hallelujah. And we got over by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we have to understand, hallelujah, how rest is so vital, hallelujah, to the healing process. Hallelujah. Because if we can rest our souls in Jesus, hallelujah, we can make it over to the next day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can still have joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever we're going through, whatever pains, whatever the sickness is, whatever the ailment is, hallelujah, Christ has shown us and demonstrated, hallelujah, how to bear the cross. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus broke the power of sin over our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to understand that these sicknesses, ailments, and diseases is the residue of the sin-sick world that we live in. Hallelujah. But one day, hallelujah, we're going to get us a new body. Glory to God. And we ain't going to have to worry about this no more. Because, see, Jesus want to teach us on this side how to rest in him. He's preparing us, hallelujah, for the eternal rest that we have in just a little while. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He's disciplining us, hallelujah, in this walk on earth. Hallelujah. He's disciplining us, hallelujah, on how to come unto him. Hallelujah. How to learn of him. Hallelujah. And how to get rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, because one day, hallelujah, hallelujah, you're going to rest with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we will experience joy eternally forever and ever. But I don't want to leave this message without giving you one scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I had to put a pause there to say, yes, healing is available. Hallelujah. But even if you don't receive it the way you think so, just know, hallelujah, that your soul, hallelujah, is healed through the blood of Jesus. But we also have to understand and recognize that in the year of 2022, we still serve the God, hallelujah, that's in the miracle working business. Hallelujah. Still serve a supernatural God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God, hallelujah, is still able to heal. Hallelujah. Set free, deliver, and restore in 2022. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Matthew 10:1, Jesus gave his disciples, hallelujah, power and authority, hallelujah, to drive out all kinds of devils, hallelujah, and demons, hallelujah, and to heal all manner of sicknesses and diseases. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And saints, I came here today, hallelujah, hallelujah, to encourage you and remind you that faith activates healing. Hallelujah. Somebody say that on the nine, that faith activates healing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So there, hallelujah. So I don't want nobody to get down on today and say, well, I just got to deal with this ailment, hallelujah, I got to deal with it. No, because for some, there's some that still needs to receive a miracle. Hallelujah. And we serve the God that's in the miracle working business. That is his name, miracle. He's a miracle worker. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And if you are believing God for your healing, then you need to start walking it out by faith. You need to start speaking the scripture over your situation. You need to pray the scripture. You need to decree and declare the word of God, hallelujah, and walk forth every day in your healing, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know the more that I praise him, hallelujah, the better I feel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sometimes we just need to open up our mouth, hallelujah, hallelujah, and bless God for who he is, hallelujah, and what he can do, hallelujah, when those pains start coming, hallelujah, we speak to the pain, hallelujah, hallelujah, we lay hands, hallelujah, and where the pain is on our body, and we speak to it, hallelujah, and we tell that pain in the name of Jesus, you got to go, hallelujah, because I got to do his work, hallelujah, I got an assignment to do, hallelujah, so we lay our hands, if our head is hurting, we lay our hands on our head and we say, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, you got to go, hallelujah, I receive today my healing, hallelujah, and my deliverance from this pain, hallelujah, some suffer from chronic pain, hallelujah, hallelujah, but we know that that is not God's desire to wake us up every single day and that we live and dwell in chronic pain, hallelujah. So we speak to the pain, hallelujah, and we command it to go in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, so we can walk out our door, hallelujah, and be the witness, hallelujah, and we can testify, hallelujah, of the miracle working God that we have, hallelujah. For some it might be your diabetes or high blood pressure, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This how we walk out that faith. We speak over it, hallelujah, hallelujah, and then we obey for it, hallelujah. We discipline ourselves when it comes to eating, hallelujah. We stop eating the foods that we know, hallelujah, it's not good for us, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. We step back, hallelujah, from the plate and say, not today, Satan, not today, hallelujah. And we eat the vegetables and the fruit and over the cookies and the candy. Oh, come on, somebody. Now, this is practical application. See, sometimes your faith got to have, your prayers got to have legs, hallelujah. So after you pray, you got to obey, hallelujah. We have to step back from the plate when we get full, hallelujah, hallelujah, and don't be gluttonous. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We say, not today, Satan. Hallelujah, I'm full. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I got my portion. I don't need to eat the whole plate. Hallelujah. I don't need to do all this. So we step back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we get done. We stop eating when we full. Hallelujah. And then instead of sitting down on the couch, hallelujah, watching the next episode or whatever, hallelujah, we decide to get up and say, not today, Satan. Hallelujah, we gonna get up and we gonna walk. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm gonna go outside and get some fresh air. Hallelujah. I'm gonna ease my mind. Hallelujah. I'm gonna take a walk. Hallelujah. I'm gonna take a stroll. Hallelujah. I'm gonna get on an exercise bike. I'm gonna go to the gym. I'm going to take a swim, hallelujah. I'm going to do what it takes, hallelujah, to put ease in my body. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm going to ease this body, hallelujah. I'm going to bring this flesh under subjection, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to bring it under subjection, hallelujah. So I'm going to do things, hallelujah, to preserve the temple, hallelujah, for the body that God has given me is his temple, and I don't want to continue to defile it, hallelujah, with things that's going to cause me disease, hallelujah, with things that's not going to give me rest, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to crucify those things in 2022, hallelujah. I don't have to keep doing the same thing that I've been doing over and over that I know is hurting my body, that I know is hurting my health, that I know is hurting my spirit, hallelujah. I'm going to forgive, hallelujah. Oh, come on, saints, hallelujah. We speak it. I'm praying here, hallelujah. I'm praying. I'm preaching and I'm praying at the same time, hallelujah. I'm a forgive, hallelujah, because I know unforgiveness can be just as detrimental to my health,
hallelujah, as anything else, hallelujah. I'm not going to be jealous and envious this year, hallelujah, hallelujah, but I'm going to learn to celebrate other people, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not going to gossip, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm not going to walk around in anger and rage, hallelujah, because those things, hallelujah, they hinder my spirit. They're detrimental to my health, hallelujah, and my God wants me to be whole, hallelujah. So I'm going to let go of all those ungodly things that's in my spirit, hallelujah, that's the things that's distracting me, hallelujah, from spending time with God, hallelujah, the things that's distracting me, hallelujah, from worshiping God, hallelujah, the things that's distracting me, hallelujah, from not opening up my Bible and reading it, hallelujah, hallelujah, we just bind, hallelujah, all those distractions, hallelujah, hallelujah, we crucify them to the cross, hallelujah, hallelujah, we bring our bodies under subjection to the cross, we bring our bodies and our spirits and our mind under the subjection, hallelujah, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because he want us to be whole. Hallelujah, he said who the Son has set free, hallelujah, is free indeed, hallelujah. But why are so many of us still walking around bound? Hallelujah, we got to participate with our healing. Hallelujah. A lot of times we still in bondage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to ailments and diseases because we're not participating. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the restoration. We're not, God needs our participation, hallelujah, in 2022, hallelujah, he needs our participation, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Bible says faith without works is dead, hallelujah, so we got to not only activate our faith, hallelujah, we got to walk it out in 2022, hallelujah, we got to move forward, we got to apply this word to every situation in our lives. In the name of Jesus, lastly, I want to leave y'all with this. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, hallelujah, that was also in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. So when we let this mind be in us, hallelujah. See, when we have the mind of Christ residing, hallelujah, in our being, hallelujah, somebody say automatic rest, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say automatic rest.
Okay.
If you've been dealing with problems, rest. I need you to take the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Start thinking like him. Hallelujah. Start singing like him. Hallelujah. Start hearing like him. Hallelujah. Start responding like him. Hallelujah. Start being disciplined like him. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you will get rest. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, come on. Somebody ought to give him praise
Jesus.
Right there. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give him glory right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to receive their healing on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, rest is a vital part of healing. Hallelujah. I pray that this word has blessed you on today. Hallelujah. I pray you have received this word on today. And I admonish you to walk forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your healing and rest in 2022. God bless you, ladies.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
That's a powerful word. I don't even know what to say.
Oh, yes, it is.
That word was for me. I know.
It was for me, sister. Hallelujah. It was for me.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to unmute all the lines and, you know, anybody. I mean, I'm just grateful.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that God gave that word. Now, you can mute your phone back.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise your holy name.
But God is so good to us. I thank the Lord today for that powerful word. That powerful word. I thank God for you, Pastor Shannon. I'm telling you, I know she had to be in the presence of the Lord to get that word. That was a very, very powerful word.
Yes, Lord.
Be in the presence of the Lord to get that kind of word. And, you know, I'm guilty because I don't rest enough. Even when I sleep, I don't know that I'm resting. I'm just you know, our mind is, oh, yeah, I need to go do this and I need to go do that. But, Lord, I repent today, and I say thank you, Lord, for that rest and healing coming forth from me. Hallelujah. Healing. That was a powerful word.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to ask, you know, anybody needs special prayer today from Pastor Shana. Anybody need special prayer? It's available for prayer today.
I sure want it, Sister G. I want it. I need all the prayer I can get.
Pastor Shana, that's Mother Lucia, Mother Fanny.
Yes.
Her Mother Fanny.
Sister G, this is...
Hold on. I'm
going to
take them like one at a time. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for Mother Fanny right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, she has received the word. Hallelujah. The Bible declares that you sent your word. Hallelujah. And it will not return void. Hallelujah. But it will accomplish that very thing you sent it to do, Father God. So let the word continue, Father God, to maturate in her being, hallelujah. Let her continue to receive revelation, hallelujah, from the word, hallelujah. Let it manifest, hallelujah, in every area of her life, hallelujah. You already know what she needs, hallelujah, before she asked you, hallelujah, hallelujah. But you sent your word, and you healed her, and you delivered her from all any destruction or diseases, hallelujah. So we thank you, hallelujah, for your word for Mother Fanny, hallelujah, and she will go forward in 2022 healed, hallelujah. She's going to walk forward, hallelujah, because you're going to show her a new thing, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're going to show her great and mighty things that she does not know. And we thank you in advance for the word, hallelujah, that is alive in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, Sister
Jackie.
She called her name
Jackie.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you. Ooh, thank God. Thank you.
Jackie, you want a special prayer?
Yeah, special prayer for Michelle LaVon and her whole family. They have COVID. All of my patients that are getting COVID, pray for us because the Lord just spares me all the time. I'm always negative. Thank God. Every time I take the test, I'm negative. But my patients, some of them are positive. Pray for them and pray for the Cathedral Foundation. Just pray for my family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Cathedral Foundation. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Well, I am a living witness. I am a living epistle, hallelujah, of how I overcame COVID. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am an overcomer. Hallelujah. I had COVID. COVID never had me. Hallelujah. And that is the prayer. Hallelujah. For the ones who's experiencing now, they might have it, but hallelujah, hallelujah. May they know that COVID doesn't have them. Hallelujah. May they know, hallelujah, that Jesus' hand is on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to get his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Out of every situation, out of every circumstance, hallelujah. And even, Father God, right now, I believe that you allow COVID to come into earth and stay in the earth a little while longer, Father God, because you want to get our attention, hallelujah. You allow things to come to get our attention. You want us to come unto you, just like you said in the scripture, Father God. You want us to come unto you, hallelujah. You want us to get rest, hallelujah. You want us to learn of you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I am speaking and declaring that scripture over all of those and the Cathedral Foundation, all of the family members that are going through COVID. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we say through. Hallelujah. Because it's another side on the other side of COVID. Hallelujah. On the other side of COVID, there you are. For you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are, hallelujah, with them before they got it. You with them in the while they got it. Hallelujah. And you are there on the other side of it. And for that, we say thank you. May somebody give their life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May somebody that's in the hospital bed fighting for their life. Hallelujah. The one that don't know you, may they call out to you. Hallelujah. And you said that if we call out to you, you're going to answer. Hallelujah. So we're praying for souls to get saved through this situation, family members to get saved. Hallelujah. We're praying for faith to get stronger. Hallelujah. And lastly, we're praying for the testimonies to come forth. Hallelujah. On the ones that can say, how I got over. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Minister G. Minister G. My name is Sharona Walden. I am asking for prayer, please. I'm going through a hurt that I can't seem to get over. And like the Reverend said this speaking today, it is affecting my health, and I know it is. I am not resting, and I'm just asking for prayer.
Amen. Sister Sharona. Sister Sharona. Yeah, go say. My sister. The word has went forth, my sister. Hallelujah. 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 And the area, we got to pinpoint that very area that's causing you unrest. Hallelujah. And I'm just sensing you got to let it go. You got to let it go. You got to give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to give it to him. And when you give it to him, it's like when we go to the altar, my sister. When you leave your gift there, you got to leave it there and go. Don't go back up there and pick it up again. See, I'm just sensing that you've been trying to put it there, but you go pick it back up. He said, I need you to, he said, I need that burnt offering. Yeah, go say. I need you to write that down, my sister. Burnt offering. Yes, Lord. Burnt offering. I'm going to pray. But see, this prayer request right here, he needs your participation. Because, see, I can pray, but only you can obey, my sister. We can't pray for obedience. You just have to do it, my sister. And that's the area, hallelujah, that I just pray for you to obey and obey quickly. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, you got to let it go and let him come in. I see him standing at the door of your heart, my sister, knocking. He said, you let me in all these other areas, but I need you to let me in this one right here. You got many doors to your heart, but for some reason, this one, you keep it locked. He said, you're the only one that can open up that door, my sister. He said, because I'm a gentleman. I don't force myself upon you. He said, you got to let me in and let me do the work. But only you, my sister, can open that door. Hallelujah. And let him in. Get him back to burnt offering. I'm going to give you some instructions. I need you to spend the rest of your day. I need you to get rid of all and any distractions. I don't know what it, for all of us, distractions are different things. Sometimes for me it could be my phone, the TV. I need you to ruthlessly eliminate distractions. And I need you to take time, Sister Sharona. And I need you to cry out to the Lord. You need to get in a place, just you and him, and you need to stay there. Hallelujah. You need to stay there until this thing breaks off of you. Hallelujah. because he wants to burn it up off of you. But you got to bring him the sacrifice. You got to give him something. You got to give him something, my sister. Mm-hmm. And guess what? It is a sacrifice to you because it hurts. It hurts you to your core. But you got to go there with him. Hallelujah. And you're on the line with your other sisters. And we praying for you, my sister. We praying and we interceding that this happens today. Amen. And you have been given instructions. Because let me tell you this, Sister Sharona, as an intercessor, all I could do is lead you to the throne of grace. But I only can go so far with you. There's a time where all believers got to cross over to the other side, to the holies of holies. And there I can't come with you. You got to go by yourself. But he wants me to tell you, he's waiting for you. He said, don't be scared. He said, I love you.
I'm old.
And when you come over here, you're going to wish you had came sooner. He said, but I need you to come today.
Hallelujah.
And I need you to get your joy back. He said, I want to restore your joy. He said, but you got to come over to the holies of holies. Do it today, my sister. If you can't do it during the day, do it tonight. Don't go to sleep until you do what you're supposed to do. Burn offering. He needs it today.
God, glory to God.
This thing been holding you back too long. Hallelujah. And it's time for you to come forth in 2022. He don't want you to carry this into this year because he got something for you to do. And some people depending on you. Hallelujah. They're depending on you, woman of God. They need you, woman of God. Hallelujah. They need your testimony of how you got over, woman of God. But how can you get over if you don't go in? I need you to go in today. And Father God, right now, Father God, I lift her up. Father God, and I thank you even right now for quickening her spirit to come on to you. Yeah, go to go say. I already feel your tears. I'm getting tears in my eyes. Yeah, go to go say. Hallelujah. I thank you for the healing. Hallelujah. That is her bread. You want her to come feast on today. Hallelujah. You got a table for her. Hallelujah. In the holies of holies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank you right now. Hallelujah for her healing and her restoration. Her name is Sharona. She is your daughter. Hallelujah. You call her nothing but a daughter. Hallelujah. Because you love her. Hallelujah. You are her father. And you want to love on her. Hallelujah. As the good father you are to her. Hallelujah. You want to love on her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank you right now. Hallelujah. That through that loving on her, she's going to get restored, healed, and delivered in the name of Jesus. It is so, and it is done according to her faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen.
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 This is amen.
Hello. This is Isabella on the line. And I need prayer. My mom has been put in hospice care with renal failure and failing to thrive. And I moved her from her home in Mississippi to my home in Florida, and I left her family behind in Mississippi, and it's been a little difficult for me to try to help her. So I need prayer.
And your name is Bella?
Bella.
And what's your mom's name?
Lena.
All right. Is she a believer?
My mom, yes.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we coming to you right now. First of all, we're going to praise you that Bella and Lena know you. Hallelujah. And that by that fact, hallelujah, it is well. It is well. Hallelujah with our souls. They know you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They know you. Hallelujah. And even every time her mother moans out and cry and going through, you hear her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You hear her. Hallelujah. And you're with her. Hallelujah. And your hand is on her. Hallelujah. Because she knows you. Hallelujah. And you know her. Hallelujah. We thank you that their name is written in the book of life. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you right now. Hallelujah. For the book of life. Hear that, my sister, the book of life. Your name is in the book of life. Hallelujah. And that's something to shout about right now. Hallelujah. For we have the life of Christ. Hallelujah. Running through our lungs and our veins. Hallelujah. Right now. In the name of Jesus. So physically, hallelujah, he got us. Hallelujah. Because hallelujah, hallelujah, he sees us in the spirit. Hallelujah. He identifies us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So right now, I just thank you, Father God, for Father God, Sister Lena, Father God, as she's in hospice right now and she's getting care, we thank you, Father God, for the ones that's going to come in and take care of her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them have a good spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let them, hallelujah, serve her. Hallelujah. At this hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let her, let them, hallelujah. We thank you for the comfort. Hallelujah, that you have given in the spiritual, hallelujah, and in the natural. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for your word said you would never leave nor forsake. Hallelujah. And even right now, hallelujah, Lena, hallelujah, hallelujah, she might feel a little overwhelmed. Hallelujah, with having to take care of her mother and see her go through. Hallelujah, and she might feel at this moment, Father God, just overwhelmed and a little lonely, hallelujah. And maybe even, too, just the support part, because we know it's easier when family's around to come and to help and to support, Father God. But we thank you, Father God, that you have given, hallelujah, Bella, everything that she needs. Hallelujah. Everything that she needs. Right now, to accomplish your will, to make it day by day. And for that, we say thank you. Touch her mind, for it's not easy taking care of your loved one. All the emotions, hallelujah, all of the emotions, the decisions, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just praying right now again for that rest piece for Bella. Hallelujah, that even though she might be going, that she still has rest and peace in her spirit. Give her peace about this whole situation. Give her peace despite her feelings and emotions, for they're very real. Hallelujah, but your joy and peace is stronger, and we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, even show her times, show Bella times where she got to just get away for herself. And not feel guilty about it, that she takes some me time when she can get it. Hallelujah. And not feel guilty about it. Hallelujah. Because she needs that rest and replenishment. Hallelujah. I speak replenishment into her soul, into her spirit. Even you, Jesus, you would steal away some time to get some me time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we just thank you, Father God, for even in this, you're even showing her you in this situation. Let her see you. Let her see your hands moving and working in this situation. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Pastor Donna Hawkins. Pastor Hill, we enjoyed your message on today. You touched so many hearts, and we thank you for allowing the Lord to use you on this morning. Sharona is my cousin. She is Daffy Travis's sister, and we know that the Lord has her covered. She's on an assignment, and the things that she's going through right now, sometimes we go through things not for ourselves, but for others. Sharona
yes,
is a Christian. She is saved. She was baptized
yes.
on May 4th, 1964. God knows her. She's his daughter. She's been working for him a long time, and he's not going to leave her now. But I am asking that you would pray for my nieces, Alisa and Christy, that their
yes.
relationship will be restored. Please pray for Alisa and Christy. It's tearing our family apart, and God's not pleased.
Yes,
he's not pleased. So please pray for them. And then I need a special prayer for Pastor Charles Dunbar. His grandson was shot this week, and he died on yesterday. So please pray for those two families, the Harbor family and the Dunbar family. The Harbor family, those are my nieces. They know the Lord, but I tell you what, they're not acting like they do. So please pray for them.
Have mercy, God.
What I'll go say. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we lifting up Harbor family. We're lifting up our sisters, Lisa and Christy. They are your daughters. They are your daughters. Father, remind them of this fact. Remind them, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, who they are and who they belong to. Father God, Father God, arrest them in the Holy Spirit. Father God, and remind them of who they belong to and represent. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, and I just bind the enemy because I just see him working. Father God, may they cast down any lies that the enemy has planted in their heads. We call him a liar and a thief, and there's no truth in him, Father God. And we're praying right now for an exchange for both of them, Father God, that they exchange the lie for the truth. And, Father God, you said that the truth shall set us free. But you said, you shall know the truth. We're praying for the knowing. We're praying that Christy and Lisa come in agreement with the knowing. Yeah, God, I was going to say that they spirits come aligned to agreement with the knowing, because you say you should know the truth, and it's going to set you free. Freedom from the bondage of the tactics and the snare of the enemy. Set them free by your truth. For this family is a praying family, and they know you, Father God. Father God, even rise up the family members to speak a word. The family members and even strangers in the street to confirm it, Father God. Father God, and let the ones that know you, that see this situation go on, know when to pray, speak, and rebuke in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we're lifting up Pastor Charles Dunbar, my Lord, and that family, Father God, for his grandson is back home with you. For we all come from you, and we all have to come back to you. Hallelujah. For you sent us in this world for a little bit, but this world was never our home. Hallelujah. So right now we praise Jesus that he's back with the Father, the grandson. For we know, hallelujah, that his grandfather and imparted those seeds of faith, hallelujah, in his grandson. But Father God, I'm uplifting the family that has to continue to go on without the grandson and the fact that he was taken in the way that he was taken. Father God. Father God, be with them right now. Father God. Father God, and we just praying, Father God. We know that the grief process has to come forth. So we're praying for the grief process for the whole family, that it comes forth, because we know that that process is a process that's part of healing. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father God, as they're going through the process of grieving, Father God, comfort them by your word. Comfort them by others, Father God. Let them know, Father God, that the son, we're going to call him the son is with you, the grandson, the son. He was yours before he ever belonged to anybody else. We thank you, Father God, that he is not suffering, that he's not in pain, Father God, but he is with you. Father God, remind the family of this fact, that the same God that has him still has them, and that you didn't allow it to happen because you didn't love them or to hurt them. Father God, we don't know why. Sometimes the questions are why? Why? Sometimes sometimes we'll never know the why, but we have to know, we have to trust the word. So we put word over why in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift the word up and we magnify the word. Hallelujah. Even over the feelings and emotions, because you gave us feelings and emotions to drive us to the cross. Father God, let them, Father God, stay at the cross, Father God, and get the strength and healing that they need to move forward. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Anybody else? We're getting ready to close off soon. Anybody else?
Yes. This is Cassandra. And I'm asking for prayer. I had cancer surgery in November. And the doctor's trying to rush me into chemo, and I've been rebelling because I feel like God can take care of it better than they can. So I just need prayer that I stand my ground.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, Sister Cassandra. Father God, we lift up our sister right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, she had cancer, Father God, but even that name has a name. And Father God, we know that all names have to bow down to your name, and your name is Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over her situation and her circumstance, Father God. Father God, we have already proclaimed that you are a miracle worker. You're a miracle healer, Father God. So, Father God, we're just believing for a miraculous way. We're believing for a miraculous way that she will no longer have to have the treatments that were suggested to her by the doctors, Father God. But we also pray, too, that she has wisdom and discernment, even as they are giving her these treatment plans and suggestions on overcoming cancer for good. Father God, let her take everything back to you in prayer, Father God. And Father God, and may she receive instructions from you on exactly what to do, Father God. And Father God, we just bind any distractions that may come to hinder, Father God, the clear hearing of your voice, the clear hearing of your instructions, Father God. And Father God, you will get the glory in this situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Well, you want to give us a closing prayer, Pastor Shannon, with thank God for you and all the laboring that you've done. We thank God for restoration for you, that he would pour back into you even more than you poured out on the Bible Storyland today. We thank God for you, and we thank God for, you know, all that he's going to do for you today. You are going to go and minister elsewhere. Thank God for you. Then, yes. Amen.
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 So, Father God, we coming to you to thank you, Father God, for this gathering. It wasn't by accident or coincidence that you sent us all here this morning, Father God, to glean on your word, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that teaches and gives us revelation of the word. Holy Spirit, continue to lead and guide all of us long past this broadcast and every area of our lives. Continue to bless Bible Storyland and Sister Gatling and all that she does. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 Thank God for Jesus.
We thank God, we give God the praise.
Yes,
wonderful service, Master G. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.